Hi, everybody. This is Esther. I am recording this on Wednesday, March 25th, during these really unusual times. And it's so important to me that you know that I am thinking of you. You are all so important to me. My husband has said to me, he said to me last night, he's just concerned because he sees the hours I'm putting in and knows how focused I am on doing everything I can and that Gates Pass can do during this really challenging time to be present for you. We talked about it. He said, I said, well, I don't think I'm doing, you know, I'm not like all anxious and crazy. He goes, no, but I just know how much you put into this. And this could be a long haul. And it's just so important to me that you take care of yourself too. And I absolutely agree with that. And yet at the same time, I am just constantly thinking, how else can I get a message to you? How else can I be present for you? Because this is really tough. We can't control it. Before yesterday's historic rally up, gosh, you have to love these headlines, because one time it's like, oh my gosh, we haven't seen anything like this and since the Great Depression. And then it's like, my God, we haven't seen this rally up. Best day in 87 years is the headline on the Wall Street Journal. And these are such times that really validate actually how we work with clients. We are not robo-advisors. We don't have canned scripts for you. We're not going to just say, hey, it's fine. Just wait for the long term. It'll be okay. No, this is hard. And we don't know when this will end. But it's so important for me to know, for you to know that I'm here. I'm available to talk you through whatever your experience of this challenging time is. And I will be mentioning some suggestions to consider as we go through this. This past weekend, I attended what was meant to be an in-person conference in New Orleans for the Financial Transitionist Institute, and of course turned into a virtual one. And it's the Financial Transitionist Institute is a community of like-minded professionals who share many years of experience working with clients. And our perspective is that when we're working with people and your money, it's not solely a technical endeavor. Money is deeply personal. And because we're not robo-advisors, we go much deeper with you. Many of you have shared with me that, gosh, nobody knows this stuff that you know about me. And it's such an honor that you have brought me and us into your world with your family, your children, your grandchildren, with the different transitions that you have been walking through in life. Even before this, you've lost children, spouses, jobs, health, as well as gained a lot through work, career success, perhaps inheritance. And we've really created together just a different life, or even in a way helped you maintain the same life that you've wanted, that you didn't want, the parts that you didn't want to let go of, and then created other parts that you really want to bring in. When I'm meeting with clients, one of the things that we can touch on and have touched on is, given what's going on right now, what's really important for you to maintain? We can't control this coronavirus. We can't control sell-offs in the market and big upticks as well. What's important for you? What is important, maybe needs to be let go of right now? Where do you stand? How are you doing with this? Some people, you know, what we're letting go of is just our traditional routines. Nobody likes change, especially change that we did not ask for and plan for. In our planning together, did we anticipate coronavirus? No. Have we been talking with you and all clients about, you know, we're very late in this stage of economic recovery, and it would not be out of the realm at all to have a recession. Recessions are normal parts of being in participating in a capitalist economy. They do happen. And we've been adjusting on the portfolio side. We've been adjusting portfolios over the past year and a half, if we've felt that people were getting too extended with equities. Now, again, this isn't about being prescient about what's happening with the market. It's just our job is to help keep you safe for the long term so that you can live your lives and accomplish your goals, both in the near term and short term. And to bring it back to transitionist language, we are in the middle of a transition right now. All of us, everybody, the globe, and all transitions have four unique stages. Many of you have seen the piece that I show you with the four different circles on it. And just to remind you, the first stage is anticipation. We didn't get much time at all to anticipate and prepare for this time of sheltering in place, for this market drop, a very challenging time, for this preparedness of a certain recession. It's basically a foregone conclusion. We didn't get a long time to anticipate that. Before we moved into ending, that's the next stage of transition where life as we know it has changed. Routines are disrupted. And during this period of ending, again, that went pretty quick. All of a sudden, it had ended. The restaurants were closed. We were asked to work from home. Schools were closed. We keep, all of this news about coronavirus and the spread. And we are all now then in the stage of passage where we're in between what was and what will be. There will be a time. Nobody knows when. But there will be a time when restaurants will open, schools will reopen, things will normalize in that way. And perhaps we will have established different routines that maybe we even like better than what we had before. So many people are reporting that as they are at home, whether they are working from home or not, I happen to be married, as you know, to a general contractor who cannot work from home. He was very kind. I suggested that he make us a coffee table, and I thought that would keep him busy for at least 3 days. He did it in about 3 hours and is now wondering what else he can do. But many people are saying, gosh, working from home, I'm really liking not having to deal with a commute. I'm really liking having meals with my family every day. I really like the contact. Others of you I know cannot see your grandchildren and your other family members, and that's hard. And it will come back to where you can be with them again. But perhaps there's other things that you're experiencing, time for hobbies and other parts of your life that with running around and the schedules that we all keep, it blocked you from doing before. When I've spoken with you, I've heard a mix of things, that feeling of fear and being unsettled. That is very normal and completely understandable. Our role, my role, is to be with you through this and to walk you through this. Our plans together did not include specifically a coronavirus decline, but when we plan with stress testing, with more moderate assumptions for returns over time, with even more than just, quote unquote, just that, with saying to you, what will you be spending? When will you be spending it? Let's look at other issues like health changes. We get pretty darn specific and detailed. And it's because we want to do our best to consider different options to keep you safe for the long term and help you narrow through the storms that do come up short term. And as we've stepped through with you and reviewed portfolio and discussed the different expenses that we planned, we are still sticking to the plan. The plan still works. We are here again to navigate this with you. I have been through really challenging markets before, and if anything, what it's taught me and why I've continued to center this firm around planning with portfolio management as an additional service, but with planning at the core, because it's taught me over and over, is that what helps people stay safe during the unknown. So I just want to remind you to really be safe, to follow the guidelines, to allow more time for things like when you go out to the store, Costco lines around the corner, etc. Keep the 6 feet apart rule. I also suggest get outside. So many people I hear say, oh, I can't stay inside. I can't stay inside. This isn't necessarily clients. These are other people I'm talking to. And it's like, we can still go outside and take a walk. We live in a beautiful place that many, many people had to cancel their trips for the spring to be here. We are here. It's spring. We can get out and walk. Just keep that 6 feet distance and just go out and observe what's in your own neighborhood. Please eat well, and I'm including with that how much news you ingest. Really keep that to a limit, because there's not much new. you already know pretty much everything you need to know. It's just passage of time. So I would limit that because it keeps people in a very narrow focus. And that is not necessarily supportive of what's best for one's mental and emotional well-being right now. And finally, I just want to remind you, we are here. If we have not had a meeting, and I've reached out to everyone, but just if we have not, please reach back and schedule. I'll continue to reach out to you. But we are here. We're healthy, working from home, and available. Thank you so much. Please take care.